thrown at him from both sides of the ball, and that's on purpose. So it's there's two ways to look at it, whether you say, you know, especially on our side on offense for trying to see a bunch of different looks that Vic can give you. Is it too much or not? It's good for us. So it'll help us out in the long run, and it's good for our players, and they've handled it well, and there's going to be mistakes, but they have it on tape to be able to look at. So,
Matt, through 4 months, what benefits are you starting to realize from the group of coaches, specifically Mark and David Gohm, the three of you guys together?
Well, it's nice because they're quarterback guys that really understand that position. They have a history with it, whether playing it or coaching it, and then we all talk football all the time, and so I'm able to be out there and oversee it. But the trust factor of just knowing what these quarterbacks are getting, and then you have Chase and Tyler back there with Mitch, it's a unity between all of them, and so for us to have that, it's real comforting.
Coach, what's your reaction to the rule change with the NFL and the anthem?
Yeah, so I heard some of that is just getting passed right now, so I haven't been able to think too much about it. But just from knowing some of the things that they're discussing, you know, we'll go back and look at the rules. I honestly don't even know exactly what they are yet, but from what I've heard, for us as a team, we'll do it together. We'll talk it through. I know from what I was told, there was no issues last year with this team, which is great. And we'll communicate it. We'll talk it out, and we'll make sure that we're listening to everybody and trying to do the right thing as much as we can. And I know it's a touchy subject, but I feel confident that we'll do it together.
So the players can choose to stay in the locker room. If they're out on the field, then they have to stand.
Okay, that's the deal?
Yeah.
So
is that a compromise? Or?
I guess. Again, this is one of those deals where I'll be able to sit back and think this through more as far as once you know what the rules are. I really haven't. I'm not there yet, but I will get there, and we'll do what's right.
Matt, what did you learn from your experience in Kansas City last year when, you know, sitting for the anthem kneeling was a thing?
Well, for us, we last year in Kansas City, There weren't a whole lot of big talks, quote unquote. It was more of you do what you do, and you know, again, it's just such a touchy subject, and the right and wrong answers. But we never ended up having a major issue with it. We had a couple guys here or there that did some things, but again, it's just something that was our team's prerogative on how they handled it, and so you know, it's again one of those touchy subjects.
How did Andy handle it? Is there a lesson to learn just terms of being a leader of men who may have different opinions?
Yeah, he listens. He listens to the guys talk. The guys, they voice their opinions. They say what they feel about it, and then he's gonna give his opinion, and then they're either going to agree to disagree or fix the problem.
Do you expect to meet the whole team together to discuss this at least?
Yeah, at some point we'll get together. Like I said, the communications, it's too important not to. And I feel very confident that we'll all do it together.
Matt, it's early in the process. Is there anything you've seen with Mitch Trubisky, like today, yesterday, in these situations, maybe nuancing, things that the naked eye we would not see, that indicate to you he's getting this offense and growing as a quarterback, or does that just not happen?
No, he's starting to see some coverages now. Coach Fangio and his guys are doing a good job of mixing different coverages and disguising different looks. And so for Mitchell to be able to see those looks on tape, he's building his own library right now within this offense. We don't have to per se watch Kansas City offense anymore to see how this stuff's going. We're building our library now, and he's able to see how it works against our defense right now, and then try not to make those mistakes and make the correct adjustments.
Roquan Smith and James Daniels both, at least I noticed, playing second string today. Is that part of them earning their way up?
Yeah.
Are they going to get first string snaps eventually?
Absolutely. And again, that's everybody on this team. It's so hard to just come into a system and just be the guy right away. You got to earn it. I think they understand that. I know they do. I'm sure in the end they're going to respect it too.
And James Daniels are getting some work at center as well.
We're going to, yeah, there'll be some things again that Harry wants to do. He's going to just test some things out here or there. But again, we're trying not to have guys play too many different positions just so that they can get the communication process down on the line of scrimmage.
And the one position where there doesn't appear to be a lot of competition is offensive tackle. Is that just appearances, or is that a position that you're maybe more comfortable with than some of the others?
No, it's probably more of just appearance, and we feel really good right now where we're at with the offensive line. There's a lot of depth and a lot of competition, and so when you have that, Harry's going to do a great job of mixing guys in and out. And to have position flexibility in this league is so important. And so when you have a guard that can play center, you have a tackle that can play both sides, it's too valuable to not have that.
When did you back to Mitch, Matt, when did you get to the point where you didn't have to watch that KC tape anymore? Like, is that a milestone when you put in a new offense?
It's not a milestone, but you want to – it's nice to be able to see your guys doing it, you know. And so they understand that there's a – again, in Kansas City, it took us 5 years to get to that point that we got to. That did not happen overnight. That developed in time. And so – we're kind of at a pace right now where you have to at times pull back and say to yourself, okay, just remember now, we're months into this thing, not years. So the more reps we can get in practice, whether it's a walkthrough, splits, alignment, shifts, motions, the more they can see themselves doing it, that's what we want.
By having to stop yourself, though, does that mean like you're seeing encouraging things? Like
absolutely, yeah. The guys, I just told them this morning in our offensive meeting that I'm proud of them for taking this as serious as they are and not getting upset or frustrated or, you know, at the mistakes that they may make the first time. And I've said it to you guys, that's the biggest thing that we look for. And so the volume right now has grown immensely in this playbook that we've given them. And then we'll eventually pull back, see what works, what doesn't work, and then fit it into our guys by personnel formation.
Anything new with Leonard Floyd or Allen Robinson in terms of where they are in their recovery?
Nothing new other than I'd say the arrow continued to go up with them. Leonard's been out here getting some stuff done. Same with Allen. I know that they're chomping at the bit to get out here, but we just need to be smart.
What do you like about how Deion Sims fits in your offense?
Well, the nice thing with Deion is that, you know, he's a guy that has proven to be a solid blocker. He can be in there and be your Y tight end. But yet he still has really good hands. He can make plays on intermediate routes. He's not going to be anybody that's a downfield threat. I think he knows that. We all know that. But he's a valuable piece of this puzzle.
With Mark Helfrich, Jamar, how has he helped bring together these offensive coaches that all come from different places that have never really worked together?
He's a people person, and he also has a sense of humor, which, you know, not everybody knows. But he's great with the guys in there, and he's a teacher. So when he's in there, being able to teach concepts and the whys, he does a great job with that, and then he keeps it light. He's a teacher with the players and the coaches. They respect that.
How long did it take him to teach your stuff?
Well, he's there. I mean, he's learning a lot of it. But again, for him, that's not going to happen overnight either. There's going to be different coverages for every play that we have. There's seven different coverages that you can get on defense. So you got to watch those plays seven different times till you understand that one play. Well, we have hundreds and hundreds of plays, so it's going to take time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man.
All right, thank you. Thank you.